The subject matter contained in this presentation is based on biblical principles and designed to give you accurate and authoritative information with regard to the subject matter covered. It is provided with the understanding that neither the presenter nor the broadcaster is engaged to render legal, accounting, or other professional advice. Since your situation is fact-dependent, you may wish to additionally seek the services of an appropriately licensed legal, accounting, real estate, or investment professional.
No one can serve two masters. He will either hate the one and love the other, or be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you shall eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds in the sky. They do not sow or reap. They gather nothing into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are not you more important than they? Can any of you, by worrying, add a single moment to your lifespan? Why are you anxious about clothes? Learn from the way the wildflowers grow. They do not work or spin, but I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was clothed like one of them. If God so clothes the grass of the field, which grows today and is thrown into the oven tomorrow, will he not much more provide for you, O you of little faith? So do not worry and say, what are we to eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what are we to wear? All these things the pagans seek. Your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given you besides. Do not worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of itself. Sufficient for a day is its own evil.
This is Medjanomics with a friend of Medjugorje.
I will deal with it when I have to deal with it. That means you're not motivated to action, implementation in the physical realm. We are not here just to do the spiritual part. If it's not manifesting into your life, you're not witnessing the messages. And we have heard through the years people say, well, when it happens or whatever's going to happen, then we'll just deal with it. Then I tell you, you're not living out of these messages. You don't believe in the messages. A lady said November 6, 1982, concerning the seventh secret, Mariana is frightened and prays to Our Lady for mercy on mankind. Our Lady says, I have prayed. The punishment has been softened. Repeated prayers and fastings reduce punishments from God, but it is not possible to avoid entirely the chastisement. And this is what's important. If you want to wait to deal with everything happening, Our Lady continues and says, go on the streets of the city. Interesting, she didn't say out there on the countryside. Of the city, count those who glorify God and those who offend him. God can no longer endure that. Does that sound like Our Lady wants you not to deal with things? If she's telling you to go on the street and start counting? She didn't say count how many people are offending God. She says count those who glorify God. Because if you start counting those who aren't glorifying God, it's too many to count. So she's saying, there's so few, go count them. Count those who glorify God and those who offend him. The numbers will show versus the other number why Our Lady said God can no longer endure that. I bring that message up that Our Lady is showing us to be looking around. Look at the signs. Don't you see the signs? And people aren't motivated to change the way they live. Oh, I can deal with it tomorrow. You will not be able to. And if you think you're living the messages and you're not physically changing a lot of things in your life or how you live or what you do, you're not showing other people to do the same, because your life is to glorify God, and she wants people looking at you. February 17, 1985, pray, dear children, so that God's plan may be accomplished and all the works of Satan. Works? There's a lot of works of Satan in the culture. All the works of Satan be changed in favor of the glory of God. That means you need to be in action. You need to be doing things. You can't sit on a couch and say, well, I'll deal with it later. You can't be an apostle if you're lethargic. You can't change the world if you're not witnessing. By your life, when somebody looks at you going down the street, that person's action shows something about themselves, the way they dress, the way they carry themselves. When a community is traveling, we're often stopped by people that are talking to us. They see something. We're not doing anything different, except we're different from everybody else. You get 15 of us walking down the sidewalk in the city, and none of us got cell phones. That's different. Where are y'all from? When we go out, we end up with conversations with people. And these are divine appointments our lady has arranged, maybe preparing that person for over a year to talk to us or to you. Nothing's by chance. Medjugorje visionary Ivan sent out a Christmas letter to everybody. He starts off, my dear friends in Christ, our lives have been changed since the temporary darkness of this storm has entered the church. That's a big statement for a visionary. Darkness of this storm has entered the church and the world. That's an amazing thing, because it's a revelation that you should already know, we've known for decades, that darkness has entered the church. Once it enters the church, it entrances into the world. I want to repeat this important sentence. He says, our lives have been changed since the temporary darkness of this storm has entered the church and the world. He continues, life seems complicated and uncertain. Our hearts are restless. Many feel anxious and frightened. Do you see that? Do you feel that? Ivan's dead on. He continues, we seek clarity. We seek light. We seek true peace. I would say this in regard to Ivan's words. If you're not finding clarity in the light and peace, are you implementing the messages into your life? Ivan continues, now more than ever, our mother's voice is being heard. Our Lady is a new voice calling out in the desert. Do not be afraid of the storm. And he goes on in the letter. I'm not going to read the whole thing. He talks about read scriptures and go confessions and Holy Mass. And then he continues. He says, for nearly 40 years, Our Lady has asked us to pray for the realization of her plans. That means something's going to be implemented, because you're part of the plans. Our Lady said that January 25th, 1987. The great plan for the salvation of the world. And if it's a plan for the salvation of the world, there's got to be many, many roads that many, many people have to walk down in their corner of the world, or their expertise, or their positions, and what their life is about. It's an all-encompassing of many plans for the great plan of the salvation of the world. And it continues, dear friends, the plans come from our Father. And then Ivan says, thy will be done. Are you going to be left behind? Are you not going to change your mentality? Do you have the ability to reason out things happening now? He refers in the letter also that we're to live in joyful hope. And he quoted St. Paul says, hope does not disappoint. Hope is the anchor of the soul, but many today are hopeless. scanning through the letter, he says, "Dear children, I want you to become carriers of the peace and the joy of God into this world. Wear it simply. Smile a lot." Nobody can even see a smile at the Mass today. He says, "Wear it simply. Just a smile." What is that referring to? Do kind gestures and offer forgiveness. And he signs it with all of his family. So many people are stuck in what they know without progressing of the wisdom of Our Lady. As you follow her and become her apostles, you're supposed to be aware of everything happening. But we still hear from random people that are so off base because they stuck where things were 30 years ago that they can't discern correctly today where the lying voices are. Discern this. Barcelona, Spain, they decided to do a test. They took 1,000 people on December 12th to go to a concert, except only 500 went to the concert. And they were allowed to be there at that concert without the 6 feet mandate. In fact, pictures show them shoulder to shoulder. There's so many packed in there, literally touching each other. And they took the other 500 as a control group because they want to compare to them what they received if they got corona versus those who were in close contact on the same day to test the effectiveness of being close versus not being close of the coronavirus. All of the 1,000 people had to be tested beforehand for the antigen for coronavirus if they already had it. They didn't. So they separated those two groups. They did the test. They got all the participants together for a second test 8 days later. For the concert goers, not one of them had corona. Explain that to me. The ones who went home had 2 positive cases of corona. So what does this tell us? The 6 feet thing is garbage. Breathing down each other's neck, of these 500, not one of them had corona. This test was done by Infectious Disease Foundation in Spain. But we have so many people that is destitute of reason to hear the noise, the voices, and all the talking heads that you can go through there and see where truth is. So I want to bring another point about this foundation, what they did, because it reveals something else. I know when somebody's lying. We can hear some clips, and I know when they're lying. How is that? Because you have to be reasoning in what they're saying and be well-read instead of being told what to believe. Our Lady would not tell us February 2nd, 2018, do not believe lying voices, which speaks to you. Except that is all day, every day, you hear that. So how do you go through that? So now let's uncover something that the test didn't plan to do, but through reasoning, you can cut out lies. Because there's a big, big lie revealed through this test. If you look at the 2 people who got corona out of 1,000 people spread out over the 8-day period, do you know what percent that corona is affecting people? 0.2%. That is nothing. Let me say that again. 0.2%. Over 8 days, people are being infected with corona. You say, well, that don't make sense. We hear the radio. They're saying this. Everybody's dying. Everybody's got it. It's a lie. This experiment shows and proves that. They don't bring up the point I'm bringing up, and I didn't read it anywhere. I looked at this thing and started thinking about it. So almost nobody in a percentage of the population is getting corona. Well, we hear people dying. We hear the hospitals being full. Well, let's go to another level. Let's uncover some more lies. The flu season, the numbers are remarkable falling. And they're attributing that because so many people were in the mask. If that's the case, why is corona through the roof? I'll tell you why. The dirty, nasty little lie. The symptoms of the flu is the same symptoms of corona. And if the mask works like they say it does for the flu, then corona wouldn't be there unless they're counting and telling people who have the flu, you got corona. If you're praying and you discern, you can see this. Because it's obvious the lying voices is using the corona in a diabolical way for control. You can't reconcile the flu season is going down to the bottom and corona going up unless they're counting many people who have the flu as corona. I just heard a story about these four girls going to Florida, and they had to go get tested. They signed up. They waited and they waited and waited, and they said, you know what, let's just take a chance. Let's just go to Florida. They had already signed in. And you know, when they get back, they got a report that all four of them had corona. And they didn't even take the test. We just said on the last show, talked about the two people who was in a shooting. One of them's at the hospital already dead. And they want to do a corona test on him. And that way, if he does have corona, and maybe even if he doesn't, and they report it, there's another person dead with corona. You can't explain why the flu is so low and corona so high. Reason this out that you're being lied to thousands of times a day. And you don't have to guess because the lady says, watch out for lying voices. We had an individual who called us, who was angry with us, angry with me, actually, because we had the same lies about the elections and the stealing and the Democrats and the Republicans and all these things. You got to cut through the lie. And we're going to play the clip. We're not going to give his name. And you listen to this man and what he says, because he's sincere and he's angry, but he's completely wrong. And I'll explain after you listen to this.
I'm calling from Altoona, Pennsylvania. I'd like to leave a message concerning this latest word of the harvester dated December of this year. This message is for anybody that had to do with writing this article. I totally disagree with the way you... I don't like the way you always describe Democrats as being evil. I hate that very much. If any of you people are on Social Security right now and you're cashing your checks, then you're hypocrites, because the evil Democrats is what gave you your Social Security. You should be taking your Social Security check and turning them back in. And you deliberately did not mention about Trump taking 500 kids away from his parents. That to me is pure evil. How can you accept that? And you're implying that Mary wanted Trump to be president. I don't know how you can assume that at all. This is not a religious organization. This is a political organization. I've been with you people for many, many years. Now I'm totally fed up with the way you talk about the Democrats and how evil they are and so forth. So you're reading this article. It does me no good at all. It just creates a lot of confusion and anger for me. And at my age, I don't need this anger. So from now on, I want you to take my name off your mailing list and don't send me any more messages, okay? I think you people are evil. I really do. You're not religious. You're political. And like I said before, if you're on Social Security, then you should get it off of, because you're getting that from that evil Democrats. And that's being hypocritical, okay? Thank you.
So this poor man, his discernment, we would classify as destitute of reason. I don't want to insult him, but one definition of what we talked about on our last broadcast of an idiot is somebody who's destitute of reason. It took reason about this virus, the flu, the corona, the 1,000 people, the 0.2%. It didn't come from data. It came from reason. It was just recently said that John Kennedy would be shocked of the Democrats today. He wouldn't even recognize them. So this man, up in age, is looking at the Democrats what they were 30, 40 years ago. The Democrat platform is evil. Very evil. And people that's going along with it, like this poor man, is deceived. It's a lie. and they believe the lying voices and the dissolution, and they're not putting the reasoning into it. And I'll show you that. If you know what's going on about Social Security, and we work here, we grow our food, we do what we do, we don't want to take money. Our income here at Caritas, we could have food stamps, a lot of social things. We don't take it. We don't want it. But let me tell you about Social Security. The Democrats are not giving you the money. You pay for it. The employee has to pay for Social Security, and the employer has to match that. And this stuff's available. You've got 2019, $944 billion, which is 89% that is supplied. There's interest on those earnings too, also over $80 billion. That also comes from taxation, because even on Social Security, if you have Social Security and you're working, you still have to pay some taxes. See, it's all a lie. Social Security, what you're paying in that week is going back out that same week. The government's not giving you that money. The Democrats don't give you that money. Is this getting too statistical? No, you have to understand this, that we have many people that are sheep going to the slaughter. And they hate Trump. They love Biden. We get letters. Biden is a great Catholic. We're hearing this. How do you get that? Destitute of reason. You're not looking at the situation. The Democrat Party today has been hijacked. And it's been hijacked for a long time. And we do have an evil, evil party trying to do everything with Corona, use the crisis, get in office, shut down the church. You heard Yvonne said, the storm has entered the church. Have you got proof of that? We got a major cardinal in the Vatican, Cardinal Serra. He just recently said, it is a serious responsibility for every bishop to be and to represent the mind of Christ. Bishops who scatter the sheep that Jesus has entrusted to them will be judged mercilessly and severely by God. Signed, Robert Cardinal Serra. This guy, I hope, is the next pope. He sees it. He doesn't go to the lie. And he doesn't cover up. So there goes the lying voices again. Let's contradict them real clearly. On December 28, 2020, there's a proclamation on the 850th anniversary of the martyrdom of St. Thomas Becket. And we're going to have that read, just a short version of it. And as you listen to this, think about the person who's saying it, to help you to see the truth.
So this is just a small portion from the proclamation. It states, as Americans, we were first united by our belief that rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God, and that defending liberty is more important than life itself. If we are to continue to be the land of the free, no government official, no governor, no bureaucrat, no judge, and no legislator must be allowed to decree what is orthodox in matters of religion, or to require religious believers to violate their consciences. No right is more fundamental to a peaceful, prosperous, and virtuous society than the right to follow one's religious convictions. As I declared in Krasinski Square in Warsaw, Poland, on July 6, 2017, the people of America and the people of the world still cry out, "We want God." To honor Thomas Becket's memory, the crimes against people of faith must stop. Prisoners of conscience must be released. Laws restricting freedom of religion and belief must be repealed. And the vulnerable, the defenseless, and the oppressed must be protected. The tyranny and murder that shocked the conscience of the Middle Ages must never be allowed to happen again. As long as America stands, we will always defend religious liberty. A society without religion cannot prosper. A nation without faith cannot endure, because justice, goodness, and peace cannot prevail without the grace of God. Now, therefore, I, Donald J. Trump, President of the United States of America, by virtue of the authority vested in me by the Constitution and the laws of the United States, do hereby proclaim December 29th, 2020, as the 850th anniversary of the martyrdom of St. Thomas Becket. I invite the people of the United States to observe the day in schools and churches and customary places of meeting with appropriate ceremonies in commemoration of the life and legacy of Thomas Becket. In witness whereof, I have hereunto set my hand this 28th day of December in the year of our Lord, 2020, and of the independence of the United States of America, the 245th. Donald J. Trump.
What do you think about that? When's the last time you heard any president say that? Or senator, anybody? Nobody holding office is going to say that. And there's people out there, Medjugorje people, are just like this man. He's a liar. Well, that's a good lie right there. He just said again. Nobody has defended Christianity more than Donald Trump. Nobody has fought and stopped more abortion than Donald Trump. No president between Trump and Washington has done what Trump's doing. I don't care that you want off our mail list or don't want to listen to us. Don't listen to us. Don't waste our time. We shake the dust of our sandals off you. That's what Jesus said. If you go to town, they don't want to listen to you. They think you're lying. Just shake the dust away. We're not trying to convince anybody. We're laying out the facts. And if you don't have the discernment to see what you need to see and what you hear, this president making a proclamation about a Catholic saint, then what kind of man is he? My children, do not believe lying voices which speak to you about false things, false glitter. Where's glitter come from? You want to align yourself against Trump with Barbara Streisand? She's spending a lot of money right now to defeat two senators in Georgia that's Republicans because she wants the Democrats in office. She's a leftist and she supports evil. How God will judge her, that's his problem. But her action says evil. It's interesting how he said glitter, false glitter. Another time on August 2nd, 2005, my lady says, I have come with open arms to take you all into my embrace under my mantle. I cannot do this. How can a lady not do something under her mantle? She's about to tell us something big. I cannot do this while your heart is filled with false glitter and false idols. Who do we idolize? Who do you idolize? Where does glitter come from? There's a town. It's called the Town of Our Lady, the Queen of the Angels. Beautiful name. Our Lady says, wherever I go, Satan is there also. So they consecrated this to Our Lady. The Town of Our Lady, the Queen of Angels. And that city is the largest Roman Catholic archdiocese in the United States of America. Today. How can that city be filled with so many false idols and glitter and lying voices? Because it's the crown. It is the king voice of the devil that's influenced the whole world. You mean the Town of Our Lady, a Queen of the Angels? And if it's the largest Roman Catholic archdiocese, the bishops have such a voice there, being that big, to lead it and keep it underneath Our Lady's mantle. And Our Lady says, I have come to you to open arms, to take you all into my embrace under my mantle. I cannot do this while your hearts is filled with false glitters and false idols. What's the city called today? Tinseltown. Dream Factory. Because the glittering image of the movie industry, Hollywood. Think about that. Reason out the largest archdiocese, the power, the voice, and the bishops do nothing. Some say, oh yeah, some of them do. Then where's the fruit? Words are words. Lies are lies. Truth is truth. And after false glitteries and false idols, it's very interesting. He says, cleanse your heart and allow my angels to begin to sing in it. Hollywood sings. And the town of Our Lady, Queen of the Angels, Los Angeles. Why she said, cleanse your heart? See, Our Lady reveals things even today from 2005 in real time for our moment. What comes from Hollywood? A lot of singing. Our Lady wants you to allow her, my angel, she says, to begin to sing in it. You are to sanctify everything. And here we go through 40 years. Another year just blows by. And somewhere in the wind, there's just another life. Our Lady comes in the wind. She gives us this time. She gives me this time. Things are changing. Cafes are empty. And we're hearing about people saying, I don't know if I can take it. They're burnt out. And here we are at Christmas time. Dreaming of a white Christmas. The one we used to know. And there in Hollywood, in Los Angeles, the treetops are glistening. But there's no sleigh bells ringing. It's just another year in Los Angeles of the same old thing, going down the wrong path.
Woke up to sun streaming in my room. One beachfront palm December afternoon. You close your eyes, another year blows by. Somewhere in the wind, just another life.
My parents sent a Christmas card and tennis shoes. We understand you staying, and we're proud of you. There's a well-rehearsed disinterest in the atmosphere. I don't know if that's what this time gave me, or if it led me here.
And I played so many parts, I don't know which one's really me. Don't know if I can take another Christmas in LA, another picture of sangria in an empty beach cafe, another Christmas in LA. I don't know how long I can stay. Left a girl behind. Sometimes I wonder where she ended up. Maybe she got married, had a couple of kids.
Who do you think you're fooling, man? Of course she did. I'm walking in Dantana's bar. I try and talk with Harry Dean. Don't know if I can take another Christmas in LA, another
casting call on Thursday for a job that doesn't pay. Another Christmas in L.A. Another burnout in a tank top that seems to bask in his decay. A fat protagonist in flip-flops with an extensive resume. From Echo Park to Catalina, dreaming of a white Christmas, the one I used to know. Treetops glisten, children listen to sleigh bells in the snow.
Oh, Mary, open your arms to us. Embrace us under your mantle. We reject all the glitter in our hearts, all false idols. Start at the places across this nation and rise up as people to be holy, cleansed of heart, and be as angels. And sing the songs that you want to hear for us, your son. But this new year, we seek, we beg your help for true peace and happiness. We will wait no longer. We will not sit on the sidelines. We will propagate Medjugorje with your love and your help. We wish you, Our Lady, we love you. Good night.
The subject matter contained in this presentation is based on biblical principles and designed to give you accurate and authoritative information with regard to the subject matter covered. It is provided with the understanding that neither the presenter nor the broadcaster is engaged to render legal, accounting, or other professional advice. Since your situation is fact-dependent, you may wish to additionally seek the services of an appropriately licensed legal, accounting, real estate, or investment professional.
This ends the Medjanomics broadcast with a friend of Medjugorje. These broadcasts are available as CDs, which are sent directly to your doorstep on a monthly subscription. For information, contact Caritas in the U.S. at 205-672-2000.